The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 1-0 in conference play and 3-1 overall. Iowa hosts Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We were really pleased to get the victory Saturday. It was hard fought, and certainly good to get the win, number one. Number two, get a road win, and then obviously conference win is always big, too. So just proud of the way the guys fought, handled the trip well, first road game, and handled the trip well. And, we get back to work now, getting ready for Northwestern. So we've, like every week, you've got plenty to work on, and playing a team that's very well coached, plays very hard, and we got work to do to get ready for the game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Chad Lescout, Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach. Wanted to ask about Matt Vandenberg. Do you expect him to be back this year at any point?
I think he might have a chance, bowl game time, that type of thing. So, we've got work to do before we get that far down the road. But, at least over the next month plus, I think we're looking at him being out.
Sure. And maybe as a follow-up, just kind of what are the immediate plans there going forward at that position?
Well, we're not going to move anybody to receiver, so we'll go with the guys that we have. And good news is Jay Scheel was doing well before he got hurt. He's back healthy now, so he'll absorb a bigger load now, and you just have to transfer things around to the top guys. So we've had Germanique Smith playing well. I think Raleigh's had an outstanding year in a lot of areas, and certainly Jay's the third guy in. And then you got Ron Nash, Devontae Young, probably the top five guys right now.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Lee Barfnack, Omaha World Herald.
Morning, Kurt.
Morning, Lee.
Your running game has kind of gone in fits and spurts here the first few games. Are you seeing, is there a common denominator to when you struggle, or is it something different each game?
No, it's like anything, any part of your offense or, anything you're doing defensively, special teams. It's usually little fundamental breakdowns, and, I think the numbers are probably a little skewed in some ways because we have, almost about 140 yards rushing taken off the board in two plays over the last 2 weeks. So, taken off the board. We were penalized, so we cost ourselves two big runs. That certainly would have impacted our production, but that also is illustrative of what the issues are. Anytime you get a penalty, then that usually means you're a little bit off in your aiming point or whatever, and that cost us dearly. So if we're not making those kind of errors, then that certainly puts us in a more healthy position.
Have you gotten any feedback on your concerns about the cut block rule and how it's being called, and are the officials frustrated and not maybe knowing exactly how it should be called?
Yeah, I haven't surveyed anybody, but I did get a email yesterday, from a guy that works Division III football in our state, and he appreciated the comments and confided in the email that he was a little bit less than clear on what's going on right now too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my sense is we'll see. I think I'm confident, at least in our conference, there will be an initiative and an effort made to at least get everybody on the same page and.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's coaches, players, as well as the guys working the game. And, clarity is always a good thing in any issue. So I think that's probably my biggest gripe right now outside of the way the current rules have been, defined.
Right.
I think we're really missing the boat.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up from Chad Listicow, Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach, one more on Matt. Is this a situation, again, where a medical redshirt could be a possibility? I know it's right about on that 30% mark.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that would be something that we would most definitely appeal if Matt's interested in that. We haven't gotten that far. I mean, this has all happened so quickly. So, you know, as you might imagine, we'll do everything we can to try to have Matt stay here. Matt's a great player, a great leader, and just a tremendous young man. And my guess is, without asking him, that he would want that. And then, you know, after that, it's up to the appeal process. So based on past experience and observation, I sure wouldn't want to try to predict that whole thing. But hopefully it would work out for him.
Yeah, I totally understand. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jed.
And your next question comes from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Kirk, if you look at the conference rankings nationally, there are seven teams in the top 25 in defense. One of the common factors is everybody seems to be up on turnovers in the plus area. How important is that?
Well, you know, their stats are important to a degree, and there are certain stats, though, that I think it's not 100%, but really are critical and important over the long haul. And there's exceptions to every rule, and I can cite you from some from our last 17 years, but in general terms, it's really good to have a good, you know, turnover takeaway ratio. That is one thing that's pretty consistent to being a successful team, just like I think points allowed is a really big statistic too. So, you know, I think it's just that's something, you know, we're all trying to win. Everybody's trying to win, and I doubt there's not a coach in the conference and staff in the conference that doesn't try to really coach that aspect of having good ball security and then also, you know, being aggressive to the ball when you get the opportunity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again
okay.
next week.
Thanks very much. Good night.